Next, we have polymorphic light eruption, in which there will be a young patient and there will be multiple erythematous lesions. As the name shows that they are polymorphic, so they may be in the form of erythematous macules, papules, confluent plaques, vesicles may be present as well. These are usually present on the photo-exposed sites and they heal without scarring. Important finding in the polymorphic light eruption is the sharp cutoff lines, which are usually making these lesions to be present more on the photo-exposed sites. So polymorphic light eruption can be kept in the differentials of LE, lymphocytoma cutis, Jessner's lymphocytic infiltrate, rosacea. So our these will be the differentials, and the examination points will be relevant to the particular diagnosis jo ki hamare mind mein hai. To is polymorphic light eruption mein examination pe mucocutaneous examination aur joint examination, chest auscultation ke ilawa proceeding in the case kya hogi ki we are going to perform the investigations. और उन इन्वेस्टिगेशंस में हमारे ज़्यादा फोकस होगा जो कि हमें हेल्प करे प्रूव करने में कि एक केस पॉलीमॉर्फिक लाइट इरप्शन है, जिसके लिए हमने जो स्पेसिफिक इन्वेस्टिगेशंस करनी होगी वो है मोनोक्रोमेटिव फोटो टेस्टिंग, विच विल शो दैट द फोटो सेंसिटिविटी इज पॉजिटिव एंड इट विल बी मोर फॉर अल्ट्रावायलेट लाइट ए या UVA rays, and there will be reduced minimal erythemal dose threshold because these are photo sensitive disorders or photodermatosis. So that's why the minimal erythemal dose threshold will be reduced. Photo provocation testing will also be positive in with the UVA in the early spring. Whenever we are performing monochromatic photo testing, we also do photo patch testing to rule out allergic contact dermatitis with the sunscreen. Then to rule out the other photodermatosis like LE, we are going to do ANA. ANA levels, direct immunofluorescence will be negative in this case. Porphyrin studies will show that it is normal, and drug-induced photosensitivity can be ruled out upon history. Then treatment for the polymorphic light eruption includes sun protection and advice of the application of sunblock. Vitamin D should also be advised in every case where we are advising strict sun protection. Besides this, usually we do the desensitization in the early spring or before the onset of the summers, in which we are going to advise prophylactic photo exposure or photo chemotherapy or a phototherapy. Beta carotene is usually given in the photodermatosis like porphyrias, polymorphic light eruption, and similarly in the other photodermatosis as well. Other modalities of treatment are HCQ, systemic steroids, and immunosuppressive treatment like azathioprine and cyclosporine.